Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. The Bible speaks of a time in the book of Judges where every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And we see the book of Judges as a time where that was what ruled man. They were warned about it in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse number 8, before they went into the land. Moses said to them, "You shall not do after all the things that we do here this day, every man whatsoever is right in his own eyes." And then in Judges 17:6, it says, "In those days there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes." Judges chapter 21 and verse number 25, "In those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes." So then when I understand that phrase, I go through the book of Judges, and I'm careful not to take the things that they did as the gospel for me to do. No, I am to be warned of those things. Those things were written for my admonition, not my imitation. So I am to be careful not to imitate those things that they did. For instance, we find a female judge in the book of Judges. Was that honored by God, or did God approve of that, or is that God's way? God permitted that, but it was not his way. It was a shame. The Bible says children are their oppressors and women rule over them. In the book of Judges, we see that. We also see Japhethah. What did he do? He sacrificed his own daughter. Is that the way of the Lord? Was God pleased with that? No. He did that which was right in his own eyes. Did God use some of these judges? Of course he did. Did God approve of everything they did? No. David was a man after God's own heart, and God did not approve of his sin, but sorely punished him for it. Gideon, a mighty man of God that God took and made a mighty man, the littlest of all the tribes, the littlest family, the poorest family, raised him up, and through his obedience, God used him. But did God approve of Gideon making the ephod? No, it says that when he made it, he caused it to be a snare, and it was a snare to his family, and it was a trap to his family. God did not approve of that. Samson, we find Samson in the book of Judges. Samson was a mighty man, a powerful man, the strongest man in the world. But did God approve of him marrying the Philistine and going down into these whores and harlots? No, his parents said, "You should take a wife of your own people. Why would you go down there?" But God used it as an occasion against the Philistines. But God did not approve of it. So as we look through the book of Judges, we ought to be careful to understand what Proverbs said. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes. But the Lord pondereth the hearts. Just because God uses a man, just because God permits a man to do something that he did use, doesn't mean that God approves of what that man did, all of what that man does. Or, like with Deborah, that God didn't, that God approved of a female judge and followed that pattern all the way through. No, he didn't. In fact, she showed that it was a shame that this victory would be given to a woman, and it ended up being another woman, not her. But Jael, it ended up being her. And why is that? Because men were not rising up and doing what they were supposed to. So does that permit women today to rise up and do what they are not supposed to? No, it does not. It is not a pattern to follow. God did not give us this as a pattern to follow in the New Testament, that we are to follow that. He didn't even give it to Israel as a pattern to follow. He simply recorded what they had done. And that they did that which was right in their own eyes. So then a man that was a mighty man that was used of God burns his own daughter and sacrifices her. No, we are to follow the word of God. We are to follow God's ordained plan in the scriptures. That's what you and I are to follow. Not the spurious things that men that God did use did. Sometimes people want to take the worst thing that men did and mimic that or follow that as a permissibility for them to do it, but it is not. No, we follow the scriptures. We follow "Thus saith the Lord." We do not follow what other men did that was wrong and pick them out, as if to use David's sins as an excuse for us. No, we don't do that. If you want to commit David's sins, then you must be ready for David's punishment, because it was sorely grievous, and it lasted years into his life after he was dead. His children, the sword did not depart from their house. So then you and I should follow, thus saith the Lord, and not what every man did that which was right in his own eyes.